Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, hello, hello. How is everybody feeling today? So you guys probably wouldn't even really know the difference, but I'm actually recording from my iMac today instead of my laptop. And I actually don't know why this is my first time recording on my iMac. I mean, I did recently get a new iMac and I'm obsessed with it. But I don't know. I feel like a little nervous because I feel like it sounds different when I play it back to myself, and I don't know, but I'm pretty sure my editor, JT, can fix whatever audio issues that I'm having. But the reason why I'm actually even recording on this, which I actually don't mind, is because on my laptop, it actually wasn't working. And I don't know why. It was almost as if there was a short in the wire, which I know isn't true because I'm using that same wire for my desktop right now. Whatever, that's neither here nor there. How is everybody feeling today? Yeah, you guys know this is my absolute favorite thing to do, recording my podcast. So let me give you guys a little mini update. So I was like, to be transparent, okay, we all know I've been super consistent on YouTube and everything. And let me tell you guys the technical difficulties that I was having. So I thought for some reason that I was ahead of schedule still. And I actually ended up being caught up right in the queue. So it's not necessarily falling behind because I'm not, but it's kind of just being right on time, which if you are a planner, that is kind of like the equivalent to falling behind. So I'm like recording as much as possible before my editor actually gets up here, because then that will put me even more ahead and then I won't have to worry about anything. But I didn't even realize that I was caught up in the queue. For some reason, I thought I had two more videos, and basically, I was freaking out because I really thought I had two more videos to be posted. And I remember Jordan literally texted me like, hey, like just asking if you have any video, because I know that like Tuesday's coming. And I was like, wait, what? We're caught up in the queue. I had no idea. Thankfully, he said something. So I filmed. Everything was fine. I sent him a video. 5 hours later, I get a text and Jordan's like, hey, just like making sure that we're on schedule for posting because I didn't get anything from you yet. And I was very confused. I was like, how on earth did you not get the video? Because when I left my room and I sent it to him, literally it said 100. Long story short, it got stuck on 100 for whatever reason for 5 hours. And I had no idea why. So I was literally attempting to send him the video from Google. I was trying to upload it from my laptop. My laptop and my desktop at the same time. I had two links open on my laptop to send it to him. And I was freaking out because it was getting so late. And I was so nervous that I wasn't going to be able to make the upload. Obviously, as you guys know, if you guys watched yesterday's upload, I made it, thankfully. But I'm just so grateful to have such a great team, because I really don't know what I would have done without him. Like, he really put like so much effort into making sure that he was like helping to remedy this for me. And so it's really good to have like a solid group of people around you that are equally as passionate about, you know, what you do. So yeah, that definitely pays off. So I'm really, really super grateful for him and super blessed for that. So on to the topic, actually, of today's discussion. I feel so led to talk about, you know, being kind versus being nice, and what like footprint do you want to leave in the world? You know, as I've come back to YouTube and the growth that I mean, you guys see it. You guys say it to me all the time. And it's not even something that I feel like I even need to constantly say, like, I've evolved. Like, you know, I'm always evolving, but it's just so nice to see that you guys can definitely notice that difference and seeing how like extra happy I am. Like, I just really am. And it feels so good. It feels like all of the seeds that I've been planting to get to this place have finally paid off. And I guess like the dues has been paid, and it feels so good for everything to be so well received by you guys. And the amount of people that actually listen to my podcast, it is so amazing. I mean, I genuinely had no idea how many of you actually listen to it. And I know it's like, okay, you don't look at the analytics. And no, I actually really don't. I kind of just really post on my podcast because I know a lot of you, before I even started it, were like, oh, you should have a podcast. You should have a podcast. And I don't know. I guess some people do like my voice. So I'm just like, I guess I'll do it. And then it ended up being something that I was super consistent with before I was even actually consistent on YouTube, and now I'm consistent with both. I'm so happy. But yeah, when I post, I often always think about and consider, you know, what imprint I want to leave in the world. And with this, you know, platform, I take it very seriously. I'm always considering what message am I putting out there. And I strongly encourage you guys to think about the same. Yeah, you don't have to have a platform to make a difference or to put, you know, positivity out into the world. And I've realized that I take it very seriously, you know, the responsibility of cultivating a community where people feel good and uplifted, and they're going to learn through the love and the transparency that I show on my channel. And even my last video that I posted about the green flags of dating someone, you know, I realized, like, one of my subscribers made a comment saying, you know, can you post a video about the green flags? Because it is true, a lot of the times people do post about, you know, things to look out for. And, you know, I know we all hear that a lot. There's nothing wrong with that, to, you know, realize all of the things that we should be looking out for. But at the same time, I think that it's important to highlight the things that we should look out for, you know, from a positive reinforcement standpoint. And it just, it feels so good to know that I am contributing to something good in you guys' lives and to see how it has genuinely impacted you guys. So when I think about being kind versus nice, I realized to myself, I don't consider myself to be a nice person. I consider myself to be a kind person. I think the difference between being nice and kind is affirmative action. And you can feel in your interaction with someone when someone's just being nice. Like, for instance, if you're out at a, you know, I don't know, at an event or something, and you see someone and your interaction with them is very surfacey. It's like, oh my God, I love your dress. Oh my God, no, I love yours. You're so cute. Oh my God, love that for you. Like, you know, that kind of surfacey type of talk, as opposed to an interaction where it's like, wow, I absolutely love your dress. You look absolutely stunning. Like, where did you get that? Or, you know, like something more heartfelt. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm not coming up with a great example right now, but I guess it also is maybe like a tone thing as well, where you can just feel when someone's giving you a compliment just because you are, where it's like, oh my God, you're so pretty. Oh my God, stop. No, you're so pretty. And I'm not even necessarily trying to demonize that mindset of saying like, oh, if you have an interaction like that, then it's not authentic. What I am saying is it's a feeling. When someone's being kind to you, you can feel that, as opposed to someone being nice just to be nice, you know, because you can tell when someone is just doing something just because it's the nice thing to do, as opposed to someone doing it because they feel like this is the kind thing to do and that they want to do it because they're kind. I think anyone can be nice, but I don't think that anyone can be kind. So this makes me think, like, what are some ways in your life that you feel that you can be kind. You know, I very much believe that it is my moral, like, duty and obligation that I feel compelled in my calling and my purpose in life to show people that you can, you know, be someone that offers value in many different forms. And I believe that my own personal story is that I feel like sometimes people, if they just kind of look at you and they feel like you carry yourself a certain way, that there really is like not much to it, right? It's just, oh, like, oh, she dresses nice. Oh, I think that she is an attractive person. I don't really want to dig any, you know, deeper into that. And so I've always felt like this duty, like, how can I offer value to people? And to see you guys respond so well to my content and what I have to offer, if you guys only knew, it's so difficult for me to even articulate how I feel as like my passion and desire to like help the world and like the human collective. It is just such a genuine passion of mine that my heart is for you guys. It's so emotional for me because when I think about where I was at 100K and now almost being at 200,000 subscribers, you know, I've evolved so much as a person. And to come back and feel so at peace and home with like thoroughly being happy with what it is that I'm producing is inexplicable. It really is. And also to have that being, you know, so well received is amazing. I want you guys to, not that I'm trying to specifically be a role model, but I do understand that whenever you have a platform, people are going to put you on that, I guess, pedestal, so to say, because people like you and they want to, you know, they see something in you that maybe they admire or that they identify within themselves. And I understand that. So having that makes me strongly always consider, what am I putting out there on this platform? Am I being as kind as I could be? Someone wrote me the other day saying, you know, I scrolled through all of the comments and I saw that you answered like pretty much all of them. And thank you for taking the time out to engage. And I mean, I just feel like, you know, I don't care if I have 1 million subscribers or 10 million subscribers, I'm always going to do my best to answer everybody. I've always felt that way. Like, I've never felt like I really need to answer this, because I'm so grateful that you guys take time out of your day to engage with my content, to tell me how it makes you feel. To hear that feedback and see it is amazing, which is also why I love doing the premieres, because I like engaging with you guys in real time and having that discussion with you guys and kind of having that, you know, little like moment of positivity to help you guys throughout your day and things like that. These are things that I strongly consider and take very seriously. And so this just always makes me think about my footprint in the world. And I want you guys to think about that as well. I want you guys to, you know, think, you know, what can I do to make someone's day brighter? And how is this going to impact my life? And I don't think that this is something that's really discussed that much, because it just kind of seems like I don't really know if it's that important. But if you've ever had a day where you felt not your best, and someone like smiled at you or just made you feel good, like, that matters. That really does matter. And when you actually just think about, you know, how just someone smiling at you, someone complimenting you, how that can, you know, impact your day. And I mean, like, on a real level, you know, you can feel like, wow, like that person really did, you know, impact my day. That is how I want you guys to feel on my channel. I want you guys to feel like, wow, like when I'm here, I feel safe. I feel seen. I feel understood. I feel like I love when you guys interact with one another in the comments or when in the premiere where you guys are talking to each other and saying, hey, how was your day? Or when you send that positivity and that radiates and it permeates the community there. I want to be someone and I aspire to be somebody that, you know, contributes to the positive side, you know, of YouTube. And I just think it's very, very important that we consider this. And it just feels so good to be in this place genuinely. When I think about the people that I admire, like Oprah Winfrey, which is, and even, I know this may sound interesting, but Harry Styles, like, really inspires me. Something about him really inspires me. I feel like he really lives in his truth. And when I see him perform, I feel like he is so happy. Like he is so happy to be there and do what he's doing. And it's translating on the screen. That is the level that I aspire to, you know, reach, where my happiness is permeating through the screen and it's making you guys feel that as well. When I think about my friendships and all of my relationships, the other day I was in the city and I ended up meeting one of my subscribers, and I was just, I can honestly say, I think that was my favorite interaction to date, because I mean, just to interact with someone that watches me in real life was just so amazing. And the experience was just beautiful. And yes, I will say that it does mean a lot to me when you guys say, like, wow, like you really are the same on YouTube as you are in person. And it is true. Even people that meet me years ago from high school, and I've graduated high school now, I would say about, I think it's like 10 years ago now. Yeah. Cause I graduated in 2012. Yeah. And everyone's like, wow, Aisha, like you still are the same. And I love that, because yes, like I've always been, I guess, very, you know, like, I don't know if eclectic is the right word, but just animated and eclectic. And just, I've always, I don't know, I've always just been myself. And it feels really good that people see that, wow, like my personality really is what it is. I mean, yeah, it kind of sounds like I'm bragging a bit, but I hope you guys are picking up what I'm laying down, where I'm just basically saying that people that meet me in person are like always fascinated by the fact that I really am the same in person. And I'm like, yes, like, of course I am. But at the same time, I understand that maybe some people just aren't, you know, but I understand my duty as a creator, that when people meet you, they are looking to meet that individual. So if you are maybe someone that you're not, it's not sustainable, because when, you know, it's just, it is what it is. Beyonce cannot, unfortunately, have a bad day publicly, because you get one shot to like meet a fan and someone that really admires you. And unfortunately, they may not know that your cat is sick or whatever happened. And you can't, you know, unfortunately, you don't have that ability to, you know, say, you know, give that person a bad experience because of what happened in your personal life. I understand that, you know, and unfortunately, that is the reality, but this is my calling and this is what I signed up for. So I do understand that 100%, and I don't have a problem with it. You know, my personal issues, I understand I can't carry out with me when someone is interacting with me, because they don't know that. And they're, you know, thinking, oh my God, I'm meeting the person that I see online. And I want that interaction for you guys to always be great and always be, you know, genuine, which is why I thought to myself, like I was having a discussion with one of my friends, G.L. Lambert, which you guys know how much I love him. And I've been posting like videos dedicated to his content for like quite some time now. And he has like an amazing blog and things like that. And we have become friends over the past like 2 years since I started my channel. And we were out in the city and we were just having a discussion about a bunch of things. And like, he like also told me, like he shared with me, like, hey, it'll be so cool, like if you can meet everyone like in person. And I was like, yes, like I need to like interact with you guys in person. And I want that connection to you guys and to be able to speak with you guys one-on-one and be able to see how, you know, my content can help you guys or how it has helped you guys in your lives. And I want my channel to just be a place of inspiration for you guys, where if you're having a bad day, you can go to my channel and get that pep talk. If you are someone that's dating, that you can find a video that's going to help you, you know, cultivate, you know, a smart and balanced mindset, you know, when you're going on a date with someone. It's going to really ignite change in you and not necessarily contribute to any sort of toxic, like, you know, belief system or anything like that. And I have evolved from that. You know, I do feel like I caught myself, you know, at the right time before. I felt like my content was, it could be perceived in a way that is too far to the left, right? And anytime you have an extreme, you're going to get a polar opposite, you know, reaction or an equal to reaction. And that's why, you know, I feel like as I have evolved, that my content has evolved too, where I realize like the place that I was in when I started my channel, I'm not in that place anymore. So as I evolve and as I grow, my content always will as well. And if I feel like very proud, my parents watch my channel, you know, as long as I feel very proud of what it is that I'm producing, then I'm extremely happy. And to see you guys comment and say, hey, like, this has really like changed my mindset. This helped me get out of this toxic situation. And this like makes me want to be a better person. This makes me feel very positive. That's all that matters to me. What am I doing that is contributing to making you guys feel positive on here? What am I doing? And what are you doing as well? Even if it's as simple as getting in the comment section and listing some resources about a topic that I have discussed, what is your footprint going to be like? What is your intention when you interact with people? How can you be more kind, which is that affirmative action, as opposed to just being nice? Every single thing in your life is happening for you, right? It's happening all in your favor. What is your belief system, Angel? What is it that you believe to be true about you? I want you to actually have the answer to that, because at the end of the day, whatever you believe is going to manifest in your life in so many different ways, more than just the desires and the things that you want, right? It's going to manifest in your reactions with people, your interactions with people, the people that you attract in your life. It is not a mistake that you've attracted the type of people that you have in your life. And I know sometimes it feels unfair. You know, what did we do to attract someone being mean to us? What did we do to attract a narcissist? Nothing. Those are just sometimes lessons that we needed to learn. I've encountered people that weren't the best and narcissists and things like that. That doesn't mean that I did something wrong to attract that, but it was a lesson that I had to learn, right? And when you kind of come from a grateful standpoint of thinking like, wow, I mean, I didn't enjoy going through that, but I'm grateful for what it is that I learned out of that situation. Why? Because I now know what to look out for. And it's going to shape me to make me a better person. I'm going to use this lesson to be better. I'm not going to take this and be jaded, right? Because it's so easy to be a victim and to be jaded by things and think you can't trust people. And that is not going to contribute to creating a positive footprint in the world. It's just not. And this is something that really needs to be considered. Why? Because all it takes is one person to make a difference. And then that person's interactions can inspire another person to want to be better. And I think about this all the time. Like when I watch this YouTuber, Nabella Noor, on YouTube, okay, you guys understand what I'm saying. Her content makes me feel happy. And that, you know, people like that and the people that I look up to, Oprah, Harry Styles, these people make me want to continue to be a great person. These people make me want to create content that connects with you guys on a genuine level. I want you guys to feel, if you guys are feeling sad or whatever, to feel loved and hugged on my channel, because that's my footprint that I'm leaving out. And I hope that it is the catalyst for you guys also wanting to follow suit with the same mindset, you know? And so always think about this. And there are so many different resources and things like that as it pertains to doing the self-work and figuring out how to come from a place of, you know, wholeness and genuineness so that you're able to actually be kind. Because sometimes maybe it, depending on what it is that you're going through, you're not able to be, you know, the kindest because you're not in that space. So it's your duty to heal yourself so that you can come from that healthy space so that you can be able to identify those green flags. Because I was thinking to myself, you know, for a while, I was like, all right, wherever you focus, like wherever attention goes, energy flows. So if you're putting so much energy onto focusing on the bad things to look out for, or let's just say the red flags, right? You're going to be so focused on that I believe that you're going to attract all of those things to you, as opposed to being able to, you can acknowledge the red flags, but you also are taking note of the good things to notice in someone and attracting more of that to you. Whatever you appreciate, appreciates. Don't ever forget that. Whatever you appreciate, appreciates. So I always think about that. And again, I'm pushing this book like it's my job and like it's a sponsored, you know, product, but it's genuinely not. I genuinely really wholeheartedly believe in the book, The Magic, which has really been a huge catalyst. I have all the apps on my phone and it has made such a impact on my life that I can't help but just to share like the good news, the gospel, because when I think about how I feel and feeling good and how I can shift my mindset at any point, even coming back to YouTube, I was nervous, Angel. I was really nervous. I was like, I was gone. I know like YouTube's going to hide me in the algorithm because I was gone and I didn't want people to be upset with me for being gone. And I'm scared that I'm not going to be able to have people's trust because they're going to feel like, okay, if she posts now, then what if she disappears next week? Like, I don't know. All these things, like all these thoughts go through your head. And I told myself, I said, you know what? I put that, like I was saying these affirmations to myself and I said, you know, I am loved. I'm surrounded by love. My subscribers, they love me. They support me. They encourage me. They engage with my God. And I kid you not, like ever since I said that and I came from that mindset, that is exactly what has been happening. It was just so shocking and profound that this is exactly what I feel like I've manifested and put out there, you know? And I genuinely, I can feel this energy, strong energy, that this is really helping you guys. Can you imagine how good that feels to know, wow, I'm making a difference and I'm helping you guys to make a difference in other people's lives? This is very serious, angels. Yes, life has its ups and downs, but I want you to feel the passion to help other people like I do. I want every single interaction, any single person that you encounter in your life, even if it's for 5 minutes, 5 seconds, to feel good. Imagine if each of us lived our lives like that, where every interaction that we have with somebody, we're like, how can I make this person's day brighter? Even if it's, you know, passing someone in the parking lot and smiling at them, right? You know how some of us are still wearing masks and things like that? You can tell when someone's smiling at you because of their eyes, right? And you don't even see their mouths, and you could tell when someone's like genuinely smiling with you. You ever heard the term when someone has kind eyes? Like, it's very captivating, where it's like, oh, like this person looks really nice and not nice, but this person looks very kind. That's the word that I actually meant to use. This person looks very kind, and you can see it in their eyes. And yeah, that's just an example of how you can make someone's day brighter, you know, and just like being present in your interactions with people. Be present, be here, be now. And that's the only place that you need to be. And when you stop and look at life from this perspective, it feels so good, because it's just like, I am just here and now. When you guys are on my channel and we are watching the premiere together and we're, you know, enjoying each other's company and interacting with one another, it's like your only job right then and there is to just be here and now, just for those couple of minutes, just like right now as you're listening to this, just be here and just be now, right? I think it's very important that we consider these things and the footprint that we're leaving in the world. And I'm just so grateful for you guys listening to this today, and I hope this was like a nice sort of zen discussion from me to you, and that this makes you feel good. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Today's going to be a great day for you. I hope this is thought-provoking for you, and I hope you can feel the positive energy. I'm thinking about maybe like reading some affirmations to you guys. Maybe I should start doing that, since this, you know, always gets posted in the morning. I can do some affirmations. Let's like do some of those actually right now. I will read it from like my secret app. So this is what it says, okay? I want you guys to either repeat after me or just listen. My future looks brighter than ever. I succeed with integrity and honor. I am always at the right place at the right time. I thank the universe for all the prosperity that is mine today. I am a magnificent being with an abundance of love to give. I appreciate all the people in my life. I am the master over my body and myself. I am manifesting perfect stability in my body and in my mind. I am focused and attentive. New opportunities are coming my way. Okay, those are your affirmations for today, angels. I will speak to you guys in my next podcast, and I will actually, I will see you tomorrow, beautiful, on YouTube posting another video, and I can't wait to see you guys there. So far, I have been premiering all my videos at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be sure to be on the lookout for that, and come say hi, drop by, set your reminders, make sure that your post notifications are turned on, so that you're notified every single time that I post. Angels, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I will speak to you, beautiful angels, next week.